Gabriel by your side on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
How many people do you think have used online dating at some parts in their life? I definitely have. I've spent a good few hours online dating throughout my life. And here to talk to us all about it, I have Steve from Gabriel by your side. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
We're going to talk about online dating today. Mm-hmm. Is it popular?
It seems to be getting increasingly popular. The dating industry is expected to be worth around £200 million by the end of this year.
Wow.
So that shows a lot of people are using online dating. And yet, interestingly, when you ask people, you seem to get an almost equivalent number of people that will say their experiences are not particularly positive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an interesting conundrum there. More people are using it. I think 25% of people in a recent survey said that they found or have found a partner through an online service.
How effective do you think it can be then?
I think part of the problem with online dating, people think that by signing up to it, it solves their problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to find them a partner. And it's not. You've got to do the work. And I would say that starts... It actually starts before you even go online and register with one of these online dating apps. You've got to think about what it is you want from it, who are you trying to find, and what do you want from a relationship. And then you've got to use that insight that you gain about what you want and who you're looking for to write your profile. My experience is most people start writing their profile when they're logging on and trying to sign up. And so they're ticking all the easy boxes, the relatively superficial stuff, but they're not really thinking about two key areas I think are really important. One, what's their story? And their story reveals a lot about them. It's the stuff that really brings them alive and makes them attractive to other people. And the second area, which is a little bit more superficial, are their photographs, the pictures, the things that people want to click on and see.
The superficial details part, so this is where you put in your height, you put in your weight, you tell people what body type you think you have.
Mm-hmm.
I have an interesting story about that, actually.
Go
so
on.
My boyfriend that I have now, we were both mm-hmm. online dating at the same time before we were together. I never found his profile,
mm-hmm.
and he found mine.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I didn't find his profile is because I'd said, I only want people 6 foot and above.
Mm.
He's 5'11 and a half.
Oh dear.
And he was one of the people that didn't lie in his profile, so I never found him. Luckily, we did find each other, and we've now been together for 5 years. So there must be so many times people are missing out on what's actually important because of this one little tick box on an online dating profile.
Yeah, and you know, I'm neither supporting online dating nor am I criticising online dating. I just think if you're going to use it as a way to get out and meet people so that you see past the superficial. And the other thing I say is use it rather than letting it use you. And the example you've just given is where actually you're allowing, if you're not careful, the online dating service to use you. So you're screening out people who could be your perfect match, except for 1 inch in height difference.
Mm-hmm.
How ludicrous is that?
Yeah.
Before we had online dating, we didn't go around with tape measures, measuring people to see if they were 1 inch shorter than our ideal. It just didn't happen. And that's how we've operated through most of our history. So why should we start to bring in these arbitrary measures of whether somebody's suitable for us?
What you offer, Steve, with Gabriel by your side is a range of one-to-one coaching for people to realise how they're dealing with long-term relationships and how potentially there could be some mm-hmm. adjustments in that. You also have a service which is all about an online presence makeover. So we have three top tips from Gabriel by your side on making your online profile the best it can be.
So three things to look at. The first thing is the photographs that you use, and I can help people improve the quality and the choice of pictures that they use. I also work with a professional photographer who can then put those tips into action for them at a relatively modest investment. Second thing is the story that you tell about yourself, the story you use to attract the kind of people that you want to attract. So what makes you who you are. The third tip is I encourage everybody, men and women, particularly women, to be proactive when they're logging on to an online dating site. So message people, write interesting messages to other people and try to find a hook into their story that links you to them and shows that you're really interested in somebody rather than just looking at the superficial stuff. So they're the three tips: photographs, tell your story, and be proactive if you're going to use an online dating service.
You host events in the Harrogate, Leeds and York area sometimes. Is online dating something that you cover in those?
It almost certainly will be. The way these events work is that we ask people questions. We use a discreet app so people can answer questions without having to put their hands up and share their feelings and their experiences, unless they want to, with everybody else in the room. And the outcomes from the answers to people's questions are used to have a conversation and set the whole evening going. Best to register before you come along, because we supply everybody with a glass of fizz and some nice canapés. So register online on my website. There's a link through to the page where you can register. And even better if you bring a friend, because not only do you have your own companionship then, but also it's somebody else's opinions and views that can contribute to the conversation and discussion during the evening.
I came along to the last one that you had in Harrogate, didn't know what to expect, didn't know what kind of an evening it was going to be, and I thought it was brilliant, actually. Really relaxed, really welcoming, and gives people the opportunity to just talk. It's not like speed dating. It's not an evening
it's
of talking about
event, no,
not at all. It's about just sort of reassessing how you are in life and how other people are, and just chatting. And it was really, really good. GabrielByYourSide.com is where people can register and find out more. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Gabriel By Your Side on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.